Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in whatsoever God is doing. Mm-hmm. So whatsoever God is doing, it's all right with me.
We want to remind you about Vacation Bible School that is coming up for our children ages 5 to 11. That's going to be on June 15th, 16th, and 17th. So it's Monday through Wednesday in the evening from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. So all children between the ages of 5 and 11 are welcome. We do ask that you pre-register them. We have a Google form, very quick, easy form to fill out with your contact information and their ages and such, so the classes can be assigned. And that is located on the Living Word Church Cocoa Facebook page. We have the flyer and a direct link to the registration form, or you could come to one of our services and you can register in person. So we are seeking 5 to 11-year-olds for Vacation Bible School. This is open to the community, but you do have to register your children in order for them to be able to safely participate.
Yes, so you tell your neighbors, tell those that you don't talk to on an everyday basis, go invite them. Mm-hmm. Invite your friends. Mm-hmm. Invite your neighbors. Invite your enemies. Invite them. Invite them to Vacation Bible School. And that's why this teaching all this week is so profound, as we teach Jesus' command, a radical love. Jesus commanded us to exhibit and demonstrate a radical type of love. And how it is, because he expanded it. He says, you have heard, it says, love your what? Your neighbor. Mm-hmm. Hate your enemy. And yet Jesus expanding this. Now he said, but I say, love your enemies. Mm-hmm. Now, love is not limited. Jesus was saying, love is not just limited to our little group. Mm-hmm. We got to expand it. And this is our problem, that our love is only limited into a particular group, and only Jesus wants us to get out of that. So let me give you a couple things here. We should expand love. Love is not limited by race. Mm-hmm. We got to touch that. Love is not limited by race. Mm-hmm. So you can't just love the people who are of your race. You got to expand it to other race, people who are not of your race. Okay? Love is not limited only to my race. It is, it's go beyond my race. One. Number two, love, Jesus says, expanded. It's not limited to my background. That person is not of my background. So I'm not going to deal with him. We have different what? I heard that all the time. Different race, different background. That divided us. Mm-hmm. Love is not limited to only those who have my political persuasion, my politics. Well, you do not believe the way I believe politically. So I'm of this political persuasion. You have that political persuasion. Therefore, you stay over there. I stay over here. Another thing, Pastor Dad, love, Jesus said, love is not limited to personality. Mm-hmm. That person don't have my personality. So, you know, we have different personality. You run into people that give you this idea. Man, we have different personality, brother. It's okay, but our personality doesn't just mesh. Love goes beyond personality. And love must goes beyond past offense. So that's the radical type of love that Jesus says we should exhibit. Jesus loved people who rejected him. Jesus loved people who rejected him. Even while he was hanging on the cross, he prayed. What was Jesus' prayer? On the cross,
yes.
People that rejected him. That's why Jesus does not ask us to do anything that he doesn't do. Jesus will never ask you and I to do anything that he doesn't do. And he finds the grace of the Father to do. So the same grace of the Father upon Jesus Christ, Jesus is saying that same grace is upon us so we can do it. Because Jesus said, but I say you ought to what? Pray for them that spitefully use you. Mm-hmm. Well, Jesus did that on the cross. Because even while he was hanging on the cross, he prayed, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The crucifixion of Jesus revealed the deepest picture of mercy and love today. So think about that. So when he says that we are to pray for those people who say so much evil things against us, he demonstrated for us so he can do it. Because at the cross, they were shouting, crucify him, give us Barabbas. Away with him. He's not the king of the Jews. He says he was. If he is, come down. And all the mockery and everything, the beating that he took, and yet he prayed that prayer, Father, forgive them. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I hope we can find that love in our heart to forgive those that willfully hurt us the way they did Jesus. And Jesus find that love. Mm-hmm. So that's the Jesus love we're talking about.
Yeah, it frees our heart.
Yes, go ahead.
Because bitterness, it drains us joy and peace.
Yeah.
But love, genuine love, the love of God,
frees
our heart so that our heart doesn't become stone. So we could continue to operate in a heart of flesh, and we could continue to be sensitive to the needs of others. So we cannot carry offense. We can't put ourselves in a prison of offense.
Yes.
We can't allow that to happen. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 through 32, let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So it causes us there then to think, well, hold on a second. I was forgiven a lot. So because I was forgiven a lot, let me extend not my own forgiveness, but Christ's forgiveness.
Yes.
Let me extend not my love, but Jesus's love through me to others. So we know, you know, we have to forgive, but at the same time, we also then have to establish boundaries. Because this is not, Jesus is not telling us to be continually victimized. That's not the message. The message is that we have the capability to love and forgive people who are difficult, and we also then have the ability and the wisdom to establish healthy boundaries.
Yes.
So this is not a message of just allowing anybody to do anything. No, but you can't allow it to continue to affect you when you walk away from that situation. So if you're continuing to replay that tape in your mind of all the thing and all the bad and all the this, it's affecting you after you walk away. So we're telling love even difficult people. Believe that Christ also died for them.
Yes.
And then you set your life in a way that you're able to continually overcome and be transformed.
Amen, amen, amen. Difficult people, I believe, and I'm going to make this statement on this Thursday morning, why Jesus command, I believe, why he's commanding us to love difficult people is because we derive benefits from doing so. Mm-hmm. We derive benefit from doing so. Difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition. So don't run them away.
Mm-hmm.
But start to look at our own life. Difficult people can reveal our spiritual condition. God often uses difficult people to expose the things in our life, in our heart, like pride.
Mm-hmm.
Difficult people will expose that pride in our heart. And pride should never be a part of our life. We got to get rid of pride. The Bible teaches about the pride. A hearty spirit will always go down, fall in, come before a fall.
Yeah.
So we got to get rid of pride, because pride will not allow me to love those that are difficult. My pride. No way I'm going to go and talk to that person. That's pride. Here's another thing, Pastor Dye, that difficult people can expose. He's exposing it.
Mm-hmm.
Impatient.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't have the patience to deal with that person. I mean, I said that, man. I just don't have the patience to deal with that person. So it is revealing that I lack patience, and that is I should work on it. I remember I struggled so much down because my patience is very thin, and I always run into a cashier line when I was having those cashier. It's just like, for some reason, every time, Pastor, that I go to the grocery store and I'm ready to check out, those lines are long. So now that we have the machine, I don't even look at those lines anymore. So as I'm talking, I said, I should find a store with no machine to keep work on my patience. Go ahead.
Well, that's what they say, right? When you pray for patience, opportunities come for you to be able to practice and learn patience.
Yeah.
So patience, the Bible tells us too, it is a virtue. It's one of the fruits of the Spirit. So we need patience. We need to be able to count the cost. You know, either I be patient now or later I'm going to put myself in a situation. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.